From NPR News in Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In the news today, the Pentagon has announced a new plan for troop rotation in Iraq. The overall number of troops will be reduced to about 100,000. The full story later today on All Things Considered. President Bush signs into law today an $87 billion military and aid budget for Iraq and Afghanistan. Critics question whether it will be enough to achieve American objectives in Iraq. Will it win over the Iraqi people and get them to adopt a democratic form of government? As part of Public Radio's week-long coverage, Whose Democracy Is It?, we hear today from some students from Cesar Chavez Public Charter High School in Washington, D.C. They got in touch with some Iraqi students in Baghdad in September and asked them about the changes in their country.
In school, back when Saddam was in power, what kinds of things did you learn about your government?
For example, if we study geography, they say, okay, this river, its name is Saddam River. Saddam has created this river. And also, when we study history, when we study a battle in history, they say, okay, Saddam scored victory during it.
Since there's going to be a democracy now, how do you feel about democracy being imposed on you by an outside power?
We are the Iraqi people. We knew that Saddam Hussein was using the chemical weapons in oppression. He used it in Halabja and in Kuwait and in marshes. We just tried to take care of our studies and our things because we knew that only America, only God, and American can topple Saddam Hussein.
What do you think of being occupied by the U.S.?
The American army, when he came to liberate Iraq, as they called it, you know, they said, we came just to topple Saddam Hussein and his regime. After that, we'll, you know, withdraw. And on that basis, Iraqi people are satisfied. Except for some extremists, they consider it occupation. But the Iraqi people, if it is proved to the Iraqi people the contrary, or if the Iraqi people discover that what has happened is contrary to what the American army said, then the Iraqi people would not accept that.
I'm surprised that you're happy, because whenever there's something on television about Iraq, people are always, like, shooing us away. It's like they don't want us there.
You know, those scenes you watch on TV are temporary situations that Iraq is living now. Because now, we handle our security. The Iraqi police are working now to regain that situation, to regain security.
I wanted to know, now that Bush's plan is to liberate Iraq and have a democratic regime set up, how do you all feel about that and voting rights?
You know, during the reign of Saddam Hussein, there was an election. But Saddam Hussein, during every election, he would get 100% of the votes, and he says, I don't know how I did it.
Of course, now we could express our attitudes about everything. Before, we couldn't express anything about anything. Even inside our houses, we couldn't talk about the last regime because our families, you know, they were stopping us because they say, this will cause some kind of danger against us, so stop it. But now we can express our opinions. We can say, this official or this minister is doing something wrong. We can do that freely.
One day, at school, I was studying English. I was reading one paragraph in English. In that paragraph, there was a word, water, but I pronounced it the American way. I said, water. And then the teacher said to me, are you interested in American language? Do you love American presidents, Bush and Clinton? I said the opposite. No, I love Saddam Hussein. I don't love Clinton. I hate the American language and other things.
This is a very great opportunity for us, and it's the first time for me just to talk with foreigners, people from foreign countries.
Hi, my name is Foster Sellers, and I really take this opportunity as a learning experience, and also got that things don't always appear as they seem.
Foster, you've got a question here. He says, have you ever met any Iraqis?
No. But I guess if you all come over here and visit America, I can meet you.
That piece was produced by Richard Paul and is part of a special program, That Democracy Show, airing this Sunday on many public radio stations. The American students you heard were Shenti, Evert, and Foster. They talked with Iraqi students Amar and Noor.